Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
What's going on? My name is Stephen Knight, and you're listening to The Stephen Knight Show. My name is Stephen Knight, and welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show here on EOTM Radio. I'd like to thank each of you for joining us tonight. We have another great show lineup for you. As always, we'll be discussing the latest in entertainment news, sports, fashion, and the latest in movie reviews. But tonight we welcome director David Powell and producer Jennifer Lane Park, who have both worked on a romantic comedy, Resume, The Relationship Resume. You definitely don't want to miss that, so stay tuned. As always, I want you to be part of the discussion, so make sure you call in with your questions and comments. The number is 718-664-6543. Again, that's 718-664-6543. Or you can join us in chat. The link is at the bottom of the actual link to the show where you're listening tonight. But first, Ms. Parker, how are you feeling tonight?
I am doing well, still battling this cold off and on, but
yeah.
I'm feeling good. How are you? I know you just got back from Virginia, seeing your family. I'm looking at your pictures now.
I just got back from Virginia. I had a great time with my family. I didn't get to see a lot of friends, and you know, a lot of them were a little upset, but hopefully they'll understand. I was telling you, two of my nieces and my nephew is a character. You know, I got there, and he told me, because I had on earrings, and he asked me why was I wearing earrings. He said, because men don't wear earrings.
Girls,
men's, and he's 2 years old.
Oh my God, the pictures are so adorable. They're so cute.
Both of my nieces, it's just a trip. Though, you know, it's always good when you're around family. So
it's funny, like you were trying to kiss Erin, and she's moving her head.
Yeah,
because
she was like, "Who's this?" She didn't see me in a while. How was your weekend?
It was good. It seemed like you guys ate good too.
Oh, we threw down. We had ribs, fried fish, chicken wings, grilled hot dogs, chicken. You know, we went out to eat the breakfast at Shoney's. I mean, when I tell you all I did was eat, so I'm hitting the gym like a crazy man tomorrow. Back at it.
It's all good. I had a pretty relaxing weekend. Didn't do too much until yesterday. Went out. Went out to watch the game. But, yeah, it was a very nice weekend in Atlanta. Great weather. So
Yeah. It was like that in Virginia, too. It just got really cold at night. But during the day, it was really nice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I know Chike is on the line. Chike, how you doing tonight?
Hello.
What's going on,
Chike?
You seem to have a wild weekend.
He's trying to call you out.
I know. Why do me dirty like that?
No. But did you have a good weekend?
No, I did have a good weekend. I was able to take in two movies early. I saw The Three Musketeers, and I saw Paranormal Activity number 3. Three Musketeers was excellent. They did a really, really good job. It reminded me of Sherlock Holmes with Robert Downey Jr. You know how they took Sherlock Holmes and they just amped it a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
They did that to The Three Musketeers. It's really, really, really a good remake of the movie. And a lot of action. So I highly recommend that one.
Okay.
Paranormal Activity number 3. They did change up a little bit and they're telling you the story of, you know, the start of it all. But this needs to be the end of it. Like, okay, we get it.
I'm wondering how many are going to do. And
they should stop here.
Okay.
That's my opinion. I think they should stop here. Not saying that it's a bad movie, but how long are you going to drag this out?
Exactly.
Like, it is scary. you know, some of the content, you know, I don't know if some of you ever played Bloody Mary in the Mirror at home with your bad cousins.
Of course not.
of course you did. But, you know, that's what we used to do as kids, and, you know, I kind of related to that in the movie, so I got a little afraid. You know, it's kind of like on that Candyman vibe. But, yeah, this needs to be the end. And then if they stop here, they can go out making a pretty decent set of horror flicks.
Okay.
Start somewhere else. Get another subject.
Right.
That's just my opinion on that.
Okay.
As far as what else I did this weekend, of course, you know, my casting call was this weekend.
I had an excellent
turnout for that. So good that we're actually probably going to do it again. We just need to set a date, and we're going to do a secondary one. I'm busy hustling, and I'm working. I'm conducting interviews. You know, we're knocking people out, and I get done, and I come out, and everyone's in there playing charades. They cracked open the wine. I'm serious. They cracked open the wine. They're playing charades. The pizza was ordered. A couple of professional models and some actors came in, and they were like, this is the best casting call I've ever been to, ever. They were partying it up. I said, well, no wonder.
Wow.
We had a good time. It was good.
Yeah, that's good. It's real good.
So, you know, from the great response, we're going to do it again, and I'll definitely tell everybody of the dates. And I also have to remind people, Industry Night is coming up. If you're going to be in the Philadelphia area, Industry Night is the place you want to be, especially if you're in the fashion, music, acting, anything. Behind the scenes, you need to be in here because the networking is going to be crazy off the hook. And, of course, yours truly will be on the red carpet. And that goes down October 27th. So you can go to www.jointheincrowd.net to purchase your tickets. And I do believe for a period of time they're also doing a magazine for that day, and if you have an advertisement that you want to put in the magazine, you need to hurry up and do that now so you can be inside the magazine the night of Industry Night. And
absolutely,
that's all I have.
All right. Well, we always appreciate you. You set up this the show tonight, so thanks for that, and I look forward to speaking to the wonderful people behind the movie. So thanks,
Chica.
Have a great. Will you be listening? Will you be staying on?
I'll be listening, and I may come back in, you know, if they get too out of hand, because this is a very lively bunch. They're fun. You know, they happen to throw me in the movie. Yeah,
right.
I appreciate them for that. So shout out to David. Shout out to Lanaya. Shout out to Anthony and Jen. Hope you have a good time tonight. Hope they don't make you laugh too hard.
Well, thanks, CK.
Absolutely.
Thanks,
CK.
Have a good one.
Ms. Ferguson, how you doing tonight?
Sure, I'm doing good. How you guys doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How have you been?
Been okay. Missed you today.
Are you feeling better?
Everybody's
sick around the office.
Yes, I am. I still have a little bit of something going on in my actually just started. I don't know what it is, but I'm you know, trying to take care of myself. So yeah, I'm doing good.
Well, hang in there.
Yeah. I have a couple good things for you guys tonight, and hopefully you'll be as excited as I was because, you know, I always get excited about any type of sale. the first one I have for you guys is the 9-1-1 Friends and Family event. Now, this is something that they do probably about twice a year, and you can get 30% off of their regular price items. Now, I know that I always bring you guys sales about 9-1-1. And I always, you know, tell you about these great deals. But now, I mean, it's very seldom that they have an actual sale on their regular price items, especially before the holidays or before a big holiday. So right now, you know, they are having a friends and family event, and it ends tonight. So you can go online and shop and get 30% off of select regular price items. So that's a pretty good deal, especially – I don't know if you saw, like, a couple of months ago I posted what their fall shoe collection was going to be looking like, and it's really cute. They have a lot of nice-looking boots out there. So, you know, 30% off definitely wouldn't hurt. The Limited, and I'm kicking myself for this, by the way, and I'll tell you why later, but the Limited is having a sale where you can get an extra 40% off of all of their red line items or their markdown items. They don't call them red line anymore. They call them markdown. But you can get 40% off of all of their markdown items. The reason I'm kicking myself is because I was just in there over the weekend shopping, and they didn't have their sale, so now I'm going to have to go back and get a price adjustment. So I'm kicking myself. I'm really mad about that. Yeah, they'll do it. I mean, if they don't, I'll just return the items and buy them again. Like, they're not going to stop me from getting my 40% off. You know, this just happened on Saturday, so
right.
They have a problem with it, you know, so they can go somewhere. So another thing that they're doing at the Limited is they have 5 1 get 1, 50% off all of their sweaters. Now, you know, of course, around this time of year, you're going to see a lot of sales on things, but this is 5 1 get 1, 50% off. So I kind of like that deal because, you know, it's guaranteed money. It's just money in the bank. It's like found money. So, you know, I would suggest, you know, everybody going down, if they're looking for any type of wear, period. You know, sweaters can't beat that for the fall and winter. So I would definitely try to run them down to Limited. But another thing that you can do is you can actually shop online there too. So that's a good thing. Forever 21 is having a denim under 20 deal. And so all of their denim inside of the store is under $20. I don't care what it is. Denim
they
shirt.
Always have good jeans, denim sales.
Yes, they do. And right now, you know, you can get any color, any cut, anything. It's all under $20. So that's pretty good. I mean, that's my favorite deal of the day. New York and Company.
And
is
how long,
having,
I'm sorry, when is that one expired?
This one is going to be over at the end of this week. So you need to hurry up
okay.
and go on in and make sure that you get down there. New York and Company is having a sale. They're having a good sale right now, and they're having buy one, get one, 50% off everything in the store. Now, just the other day, I think this ended on Sunday, they were having 40% off of everything in the store. Well, with buy one, get one, 50% off, it's pretty much like you're getting 50% off of everything in the store. So you can just go ahead and I think that's a much better deal myself because you can mix and match and do all kinds of things like that. So that's something that you might want to take advantage of. The Avenue, now this is for everybody who's plus size. The Avenue is having a sale on everything, and their sale is 30% off of everything in the store and online. So that's for all people who like to wear plus size clothing. You might want to go on into the Avenue and take a look at what they have. And they, like I also said, they also have things online, so you can also shop online. That's off of everything in the store and online. My least favorite deal of the night is the J. Crew sale. And the reason I say it's my least favorite is because J. Crew is already always so expensive. So if somebody gives you, you know, 20, 30% off, it's really not going to make a dent. You know, 30% off of expensive is still expensive. So, but, you know, for those people who are fans of J. Crew, because, you know, they do have really, really good casual and business wear, I wanted to tell you about the sale. They're having 30% off of all sweaters. So this is for men, women, and children. So you can definitely go on into the store, or you can shop online and get 30% off of all sweaters. And my last sale of the evening is Old Navy. Now, they're having a fast phase sale, and basically you can shop now and get 30% off of select merchandise in the store, and that's outerwear included. Usually when they have these types of sales, they do it off of stuff that's, like, from the previous season. They don't do it, like, right now the outerwear is included, so that's a really, really good deal, but Old Navy doesn't always do that. And like I said, 30% off is expensive. It's so expensive. Well, Old Navy is not expensive at all. So 30% off a tee is great. So I would take it. So I'm actually going to go on into Old Navy because I know last year they had some really, really good, cute coats. So if you're looking for any type of outerwear is included on the sale. So that's all I have for you this evening.
All right. Well, we always appreciate it. I know all the women are struggling to see how they can count this money so they can come up with a
really great deal for all the broke folks like us.
I know that's right. So
I'm going to check out Old Navy and Forever 21 for sure this week.
Yeah, definitely do it. Oh, Forever 21, you can also shop online. So, I mean, yeah, I think they have one right by our office.
Yeah, I may have to try on those jeans because I don't know what size I am anymore.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you never know when Forever 21. Keep in mind that this is like this is a junior store, so you never know what type of size you're gonna be wearing.
Exactly. Exactly. And let's not say the jeans are not cut for us.
Exactly. Oh no, they're not. So I would definitely try this stuff on before I just went out and ran out and grabbed like 15 pairs. But that's just so.
All right,
Sinead.
Well, thank you.
Oh, no, it was a pleasure meeting you guys. Okay, I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Have a good one.
You too. All right, Aaron, are you on the line?
Yes, sir.
What's going on, sir?
Man, all is well, man. What about y'all?
I can't complain.
Doing well. Are you watching football right now?
Yeah.
The game go off.
I'm actually watching it now. I'm also on Twitter, so I'm trying to see what
okay.
I'm in the
trying
world.
To get 60.
Aaron, I have something funny to tell you. I was home this weekend, and my nephew is 2 years old, my youngest nephew, and his favorite football player is Michael Vick. His favorite color is green, and his favorite team is the Eagles. That's all he talks about. So I thought that was very funny. I said, you know about Michael Vick at 2 years old, but that's all you talk about, Michael Vick.
Oh, wow. Now, young, 2 years old. Well,
starting out really young.
Yeah, man. But speaking of Michael Vick, man, they had a must-win situation Sunday, and they won.
Yep. They won.
I was actually saying this like a week or so ago. I was like, they have to win at Washington. If they lose that game, it's over. It's a wrap. They're done.
Mm-hmm.
They can still actually make the playoffs, y'all. They can still make the playoffs. The NFC East is still wide open. Washington lost, of course, to the Eagles, and Dallas lost. So right now, the Giants are the number one team in the NFC East, but that can change. Yeah, so who would have thought? Now, Donovan McNabb, man, Minnesota, I think he's on his way out. I think Donovan needs to retire. Donovan,
oh, my God. I agree, but don't say it's so mean.
I'm sorry, Donovan, man. If you listening, bro, with all the respect, man, you were great in Philly, and it's just going downhill. I mean, Yeah.
It's not looking too good, huh?
It's not.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. I just don't want to see him ending his career, just looking horrible, just garbage.
Right.
I don't want to see that. To me is a Hall of Fame quarterback, and I just would hate to see him end his career, either on the bench, injured, just go out. Just leave.
Right.
It's a wrap. This is your last season. Didn't win the Super Bowl. It's okay.
So what's up with the Lions coach? And
I love that, man. Oh, my gosh. Oh.
You guys talking about the fight?
Yeah.
Jim,
the Lions
it was
coach.
Jim versus Jim. Jim Schwartz, who's the head coach for the Lions. Versus Jim Harbaugh, who was the head coach of the 49ers. And what had happened, Jim Harbaugh, who was the head coach of the 49ers, they won the game. They beat Detroit. Detroit's, five-game winning streak or whatever.
They were doing
the
same,
They're, they were 5-0 this season. Hottest team, one of the hottest teams in the league. All right, he's excited. His team just won. So he runs up, and usually what coaches do is they just walk up. Even the winning coach, he'll walk up and, say, oh, man, good game to the losing coach. And he'll, shake real quick, and then he's gone. Well, Jim Harbaugh was excited, and he's jumping up running. And he shakes Jim Schwartz, who's the head coach for the Lions, shakes his hand. Takes it pretty aggressively and then pats him on the back. And it looks like he might have pushed him, but I don't think that he pushed him on purpose, even though
right.
I found out that they have a history of kind of,
oh.
you know, drawing off
okay.
at each other.
Okay.
But from what it looked like to me, I think that the coach for the Lions was upset that his team lost.
That they
upset,
lost.
Yeah, upset that they lost to the 49ers and upset that he lost to Jim Harbaugh, who him and, you know, who they have a history.
A rival, yeah.
Right, a rivalry with. So I just think that it was just, you know, anger, excitement, and two grown men just trying to fight. And it's so funny because neither one of them was going to do anything, you know?
Right, right.
Right. It was so funny, man. It was hilarious. But
yeah,
probably the NFL is gonna find them probably, and
yeah.
So it's just funny. It's just funny. But I think that, you know, like, how that shouldn't a coach lead by example? How can you
That's
get mad for the players for wanting to
yeah.
hit other players, and you trying to hit the other coach? You know, so
mm-hmm.
it was funny.
So real quick, the basketball not looking good at all. I heard they're talking about canceling the Christmas games,
yes,
the holiday games.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I love basketball. I enjoy college basketball just a bit more until the playoffs for the NBA. Then
yeah.
I love it.
Right,
I
right.
think personally, I feel that 82 games is too long in the NBA, because honestly, think about it. The first
I
half,
agree.
Of, you know, right. The first half of the season, no one really cares.
Right.
Yeah.
Just the playoffs.
No one
maybe.
Really cares.
I mean, even the playoffs is pretty long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
But
it's,
I mean,
like,
I just can't imagine not having basketball on Christmas Day. That's just going to be horrible.
Right. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So it can happen, y'all. I mean, it's probably going to happen. I don't
That's
see them. Finding, you know, I really don't see them finding any common ground anytime soon. And again, I just think that it's sad that millionaires and billionaires are, you know, arguing over money.
Yeah.
It just, you know, it just leaves a bad taste in my mouth. I understand business is business. I totally get that. I understand that. I'm just saying that from the outside looking in, from the average person who's, you know, who's barely making ends meet. It just
right.
looks. It just looks a little. It looks.
It looks,
it looks
ridiculous. Yeah.
Exactly. Right. It looks exactly. very petty. Looks very petty. So, I hope that they can get this stuff done. You know.
Time
to
run out. Yeah.
Yeah. Because the longer this takes, the longer that there's gonna be like a negative stigma on the NBA. The NBA is not the most popular sports league. Anyways, I mean, they're
right.
not, you know, right, and this is only going to hurt their brand even more, mm-hmm. so they really need to get this together.
They need to get it together.
They really
we'll
do.
See what happens.
Do.
We'll
see what happens, man. But, yeah, yo, follow me, Ron Cosby 1 on Facebook. Ron Cosby 1 on Twitter. Ron
Can
Cosby
I ask you something, Ron?
Twitter.
Did you get that one person to make you 60 even?
Actually, y'all, yes, yo, I am at 71 followers.
Uh-oh.
I'm at 71 followers. Yes.
71?
Hold on.
Oh, you came up.
Yes, I just came up, but hold on. But first of all, I have to thank Justin Tryon, who is the cornerback for the Giants. Thank you, Justin. He's actually following me on Twitter. Justin Tryon,
okay.
You know, yo, follow him. If y'all listening to me. He's really cool. Thank you again for following me on Twitter. And also you can catch me on Facebook at Aaron Cosby, AronCosby, just like Bill Cosby. No relation, I don't think.
All right, Aaron.
I wish. All right,
we
y'all. Y'all have
you.
A good night.
Okay,
you
too.
Too.
All right.
Ms. Parker, let's keep it going. What's going on entertainment?
Well, speaking of millionaires fighting billionaires, you know, the whole Wall Street protesters,
yeah.
they have them in Atlanta, New York, almost every city.
Yeah.
They have, you know, got some kind of protest going on with this Wall Street thing. They're pretty much protesting the fact that the richest people in America is like the 1% of America, like the 99% of us are struggling. But they had Russell Simmons showed up, and
yeah.
The protesters were not happy. The lady kept yelling, "You are a part of the problem. You are part of the problem."
Right. You ain't helping us.
I know. I kind of felt bad because I'm like, he at least
tried
but
yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, it's funny. But he does have stupid money, and I think he is part of the 1%. So that didn't go over too well. In some sad news, Dan Warden passed away. His race car crashed in Vegas last night. Yeah, yesterday around 1:30 local time there. He didn't make it. Didn't make it through. My condolences to his family. He has two young kids and a wife, so that's just horrible. I know a lot of those times you see those crashes, and people, you know, the guys get out and walk away, and you think, oh well, they, you know, nothing ever happens to them, but people do die. So,
dangerous sport.
Sad. He was only 33, so that's very sad. Jeliana Rancic. I don't know if you know who she is, but she is. She'd be a E. Entertainment news reporter, and she has a reality show with her husband Bill, and Bill was on The Apprentice. He won the very first Apprentice, and I love Bill, and they have a reality show. It's a very cute show. She's been struggling for years to have a baby. She's had all kinds of medical issues. She's very underweight. I don't know if that has anything to do with her illness, but she came out today and said that she has breast cancer at the age of 36, which is very sad. So I mean, at 36, you never know. You know, you never know what would happen. So she said that she thought the whole process of her not having kids was a blessing, because, you know, she would have been so sick and not able to take care of the baby. She would have had a baby, you know, if she had had a baby, or, you know, she may have not found a lump if she was pregnant. So anyways, I hope she, you know, well wishes to her and her family. I hope she gets better.
Absolutely.
She found it in the very early stages, so usually that's a good sign. I think she will be okay. Rick Ross has two teasers.
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said, did you hear about the guy that went off with the two girls at McDonald's?
Yeah, I was gonna talk about that, because, I thought it was the serious news.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Rick Ross had two seizures this weekend. Yeah, the first one he had in Florida at the Fort Lauderdale Airport, went to the hospital, then he decided to leave the hospital and take a private jet to Memphis, where his Wingstop restaurant was opening. And so on his way to Memphis, he had another seizure on his private jet, and they had to stop in North Carolina to hospitalize him again and get him some medical treatment. Then he gets to Memphis, and he has pictures on him eating wings and drinking sodas, and I'm like, I don't know if the seizures had anything to do with his physical health. I'm just like, I don't understand how you can be that overweight and have two seizures and just don't care. So I hope he gets his act right. I hope he gets some rest. They're saying that he's overworked, which is same. You know, I mean, it seems like, you know, he's doing a lot of things. They're saying that he's overworked and that he needs to be, you know, get some rest, and he's not young anymore. You know, he's 36, so he needs to slow down.
Oh, he's 36?
I'm sure the alcohol and drugs and stuff is not helping. So I hope he's learning and is getting some help and hanging in there. So we're going to go into the less serious news now. T.I. has a book called Power and Beauty, Life on the Streets. That's supposed to be coming out on the 18th, and everyone's saying that the book is going to be pretty good, and it may end up on the bestsellers list. So, you know, everything he touches pretty much is gold. So, so we'll see what happens. Keisha Cole turned 30 this weekend. Happy later birthday to her. She happened to be one of my favorites. She grew on me.
All right.
The rapture is back. The guy who says that the world is coming to an end. He said now it's October 21st. So you guys get your mind right and get your heart right, because
get your mind right.
Get your heart right, because we're in our last days. Apparently we have so it's the 16th. Apparently we have 5 days left. Get your mind right. the Eddie Long case is still going on. Apparently, the attorney for the boys had dropped three of them. You know, it was five of them.
Yeah,
total.
I heard about that. Mm-hmm.
She dropped three of them because they are going against the agreement, and they're talking, and so Eddie Long is suing them to get the money back. I hope they're able to resolve that because I don't think it was ever about the money, and I think this is what this is showing. Like, the boys knew that if they talked, it was a really good chance they could lose the money, and they still talked. I think they just needed to get it out of their, get it off their chest, and I think they was really deeply hurt, and I think they need serious help. So they need counseling. They definitely need help, and I think that's just the crowd out for help, for more than just money, because if it was about the money, they would have just been quiet and disappeared, but it's not.
Exactly.
So, yeah, hopefully they're able to work that out. Speaking of the thing you were talking about, the two customers at McDonald's in New York, supposedly they came in there with a $50 bill, and the cashier told them to hold on while he checked to see if the money was real, and one of the girls got mad and slapped him, and he hit them upside the head with some metal something, and the girl, one of the girls ended up in the hospital. He supposedly beat both of them, or hit both of them, but one was hit on the head and ended up in the hospital. There's some hood mess.
Yeah, because he, you know, he had done 10 years in jail for murder. He got out, and you know, he's working at McDonald's. The girls came up there drunk, you know, slapped him, jumped the counter, and he had some.
Well, they definitely messed with the wrong one, didn't they? That's why
they
never
sure
know. That's why you never know.
I mean, getting concussions, and you don't know.
Yeah, that's why you never know. You don't just go around acting a fool hitting people.
Right.
And
right.
You don't know who that person is behind the counter. Now you just hit a murderer and he's about to beat you to death.
Right.
So, I don't know. That whole situation is just.
That was crazy.
Mad.
I saw that video. You see the video?
I saw the video. It was crazy.
It was crazy. Wow.
What about you saw the video with the thugs that beat up that disabled woman that was just standing there and they just started punching her? They were arrested. Yeah, thank goodness. It was a random. You know, homeless, disabled, mentally disabled woman standing around a liquor store somewhere. I forgot what city it was in. And two black guys was harassing her, and it just hit her and punched her a few times just for laughs.
And recorded
And one of them was recording and laughing. So I'm glad it got caught because that's just ridiculous.
Yeah, well,
there's no reason for that. We need to get our minds right, black folks. Get it together.
We got a couple more days. Anyway,
we got 5 days.
let's take a quick commercial break. We come back. We talk to the cast of Resume, the relationship resume.
How exciting!
We'll be right back.
All
right. You're listening to the Steve and Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio. You're listening now. You're listening to the Steve and Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio. The Steve and Knight Show, Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on EOTMRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Steve and Knight Show. I'm your host, Steve and Knight. Now, relationships in general is a topic that seems to never die. If you remember a few weeks ago, we did a two-part show on what men really think about women and vice versa when it comes to dating in 2011. Both very interesting shows. Well, tonight we'll welcome director David L. Powell and producer Jennifer Lane Park to discuss their new movie, The Resume, The Relationship Resume. The Resume is an original romantic comedy screenplay concept by David L. Powell III. Before a man breaks up with his woman, he should treat the situation as he would if he were quitting a job, by finding another one first. As the story unfolds, the main character's best friend comes up with the idea to outline the history of prospective women to an organized resume, where the subject is what they're trying to find in a man, their experiences, the breakdown of their past relationships. By the end, the main character learns a lesson about love after co-creating a new form of dating and a dating website. Please help me welcome Mr. David L. Powell and Jennifer Lane Park. How are you doing tonight?
Welcome.
Welcome to the show.
You know, Chike told me about this film, and so I've been doing my research preparing for the show, and I think, first of all, speaking with you, David, I think this is like a great concept. How did you come up with that?
Actually, it was just my own personal relationships.
Okay.
Thinking about
yeah, it's a very unique take on relationships, and the whole concept and idea is fresh. So congrats for that.
Exactly.
Appreciate it. We put a lot of time.
Good. I'm sorry. You were saying your own personal relationships.
Yeah. Just thinking about your first date and how that compares to going on interviews is what actually gave me the idea to start a movie.
Yeah. Well, Dave, let's talk about your background. I mean, I was doing my research. You have an impressive background as it is. Tell our listeners a little bit about what you've done so far in your career.
Okay. So far, I've written a book. It's called Free Shit, Last Days of 2012. It originally came out in 2008, and that was published by the creators of the UFO Hunters on History Channel, filming their books. From there, I started working in film as a production assistant. On a movie called The Gift, starring Charles Dutton, and written and produced by Charles Dutton. From there, I started working on other independent projects, going from a boom mic operator to anything I can do on set to help out.
Right,
and eventually,
right.
I started working on my own films.
So how does it feel now, you know, here the movie, this screen that you did a while back, and now watching it become a reality into its own. How does that feel for you, you know, on a personal level?
It's beautiful. I appreciate
yeah.
my team. If it wasn't for them, I definitely wouldn't be able to be as far as I'm getting right now.
Exactly.
I want to say I appreciate everybody for that, for their hard work.
All right.
She's a mess.
I'm sorry?
She's a resume.
I can't hear you.
Team resume, that is what we always say.
Oh, this is what you always say? Is this Jennifer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Jennifer, well, I know that you have your own stuff going on, your prior to working on this project. Tell all this about your background.
Oh, gosh. Well, I made my feature film debut in 2008, acting opposite Academy Award nominee Richard Gere and Alfred Molina, an Academy Award nominated director, Lasse Hallström, The Hoax. Since then, I've been consistently working in the world of music, fashion, media, and movies. And I'm really excited because I'm on my way up to New York in about 6 hours to shoot a national commercial for Sprint. And I'm really excited to be doing a fashion show for Ralph Lauren at Lincoln Center in Manhattan this Friday. And I'm most thrilled to be a film producer because that is my heart and my soul and my pride. And I'm so proud of my team. And I'm so happy to be here and to talk with you about it. So thank you.
Absolutely. So how did you two hook up on this project?
Well, you know, it was great. Dice Raw is one of our executive producers. Of course, he's a Grammy Award winner from The Roots.
Mm-hmm.
And he's our executive producer, and also he's composing and scoring the entire film. And he's an old friend of mine. And, you know, we met over this movie. And, you know, it's just been history in the making. So it's really exciting. It's a great time for Philadelphia. And we really
Absolutely.
Have a team. So I'm really thrilled.
Now I'm going to ask you both this because, you know, we've done a couple of shows recently on relationships and, you know, they get kind of heated and they're very popular. Why do you think this topic is something that is so popular, you know, in pop culture? Starting with you, Jennifer.
Well, you know what? I think because this movie really is very timely. First of all, we were talking about the NBA earlier, and you know I am completely with you about the millionaires and the billionaires messing up the children's game. It's ridiculous.
Nature.
But I think
right.
this is a great time for us because we've got people's attention right now. You know, I know myself, I'm suffering from basketball deprivation. Because, like, I'm, like, picturing throwing three pointers, winning a game at the buzzer. Like, but anyway, this is great for us, so we're going to take advantage of this time. I think why
Absolutely.
It's hot right now, because the intersection of music, movies, film, fashion, media, it's just very timely. And it's very
yeah.
sexy. It's cool. It's what's up.
Okay.
You know?
Well, David, what do you think, why do you think that, you know, relationships are such a popular topic, something that never dies?
Well, relationships always start and they always end. So no matter where you are in your life, either you're in a relationship or you're about to start one.
Right, exactly. That's true.
That's
never ends. Right. So the whole, back to the movie, resume, and I like that, the relationship resume, tell us about this concept, about the woman having the resume that, you know, talks about her past experience, what she's looking for. Tell us about that there.
I didn't hear what you said.
Okay, I'll tell you. You know, really, okay. Dating, honestly, we all know. It's like going on a job interview. It really is. Like, how much easier would it be if a person would just tell you, I have a history of stalking? Like, you'd be like, okay, so that's why there's that half-eaten corn on the cob of my yard. Like, I woke up this morning, I went outside, took my little morning constitutional, and I find, no joke, you guys, no joke, a half-eaten corn, ear of corn, a half-eaten ear of corn in the ground. I was like, oh, my gosh, stalkers. Like, so that's kind of, we even have a cat that will stalker in the movie. You know, it's just about, like, being real and be real about what you bring to the table, what you bring home to eat at the end of the day. What do you say for this?
I agree.
Well, Jennifer, you seem to be the outgoing one. Are you the outgoing one in the, when it comes to director, producer type?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
So are you the outgoing one when it comes to the interviews, the one that's able to really get it going?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I usually don't call somebody in if they haven't been qualified first.
Well, okay, so David, you decided to go with Dice Raw, we all know, from The Roots, for the lead character in this role. Why was he so fitting, do you think?
Well, the character that Dice plays is like the boss man. And he's okay. The whole flow of the movie is supposed to be flowed around the way they do horror movies, in a sense that the music describes the whole story of the film.
Mm-hmm.
The same type of effect that we want to do with this movie by bringing Dice along because of his musical background.
Right,
and because of the person that he is, he plays the boss character for the movie, which is very fitting for his character.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm so thrilled as a producer to be a part of Dice Raw's big screen debut and his major motion picture, you know, debut as the boss. And I'm so thrilled because 5 years ago I heard a song of his and I said, Dice, you know what? This sounds so cinematic. I can see you doing the movie music for movies. So to be a part of it happening 5 years later, that's deep, man. That's
wow,
no joke.
Yeah.
I'm all about it. Totally.
Yeah, you called this out 5 years ago, huh?
Yep. Yes, it is. Thank you.
How's it been like working with them on set?
Awesome. Guys, I want to actually send a shout-out to my team. I got my whole freaking crew. My dogs are here with me. Anthony Horton, he's our lead. Drew, his best friend, Jake. He's played by Keith Segrillo. Of course, David L. Powell III. I've got our cinematographer, cameraman extraordinaire, Brian Keenan. Okay. Of course, I got your favorite sex symbol, Anita Love, right here by my side. And where would we be tonight on the radio without our sound guy, Matt Kelly? So
also,
I like to get my, you know, over to them, let them say some more if you guys are interested.
So they're all here on there tonight?
Yeah. The whole crew is sitting around here talking with you guys. Thanks for having us tonight.
All right. Well, y'all, come on. Tell us something about the movie. Tell us. You know, I didn't know y'all were here. Talk about the movie. Tell us.
To Anthony Horton. He plays our lead, Drew. Drew's like, he's like the dumb blonde of the movie, but Anthony is a 6'6" tall dreamboat. He's like Cary Grant and Sidney Poitier. He's almost perfect.
So that's Anthony Horton, right?
Yeah.
This is him. How you doing?
What's going on, Anthony? Now, Anthony, I was reading about you, and you've done a lot, you know, obviously being on ESPN, Spike TV, you know, different other things. How did you get involved in this project?
It's kind of funny. Me and Dave went to high school together.
Okay.
And we reconnected after a little while, and we did a film together. And he was like, I'm writing a film, and I want you to play the main character. And of course, as an actor, you're skeptical. So I'm like, all right, Dave, you know, whatever. So like a month later, he called me and sends me the script, and I fell in love with it. And we've been working on it, trying to get it together since February, right?
Mm-hmm.
In February, and now we're filming, and it's going smooth.
And you all start shooting. I saw the pictures. When do you plan on wrapping up everything?
Oh, we're looking at early November wrap.
Okay. And when will it be? Do you know when it'll be available to public?
ASAP, very soon. We're gonna get it out to you soon. We want you all to buy it. Don't bootleg our movie.
Don't bootleg it.
Unless you buy the bootleg from me, then that's it.
Is it Tiffany? Tiffany?
Tiffany.
Tiffany. Oh, it's Tiffany. Okay. See, I'm trying
it's
to read the, you know, I've read a lot about you. You've done your thing. A lot of you have done your own thing. I heard that you're a real character to talk to. She came to tell me.
They said I'm a real character to talk to?
They said you're a real character. Well, let's talk about some of your credits. I know you've been on commercials for ESPN, Nike, BET, and you even in some of Diddy's Dirty Money videos, Someone to Love Me, Life of the Party with Snoop, Every Girl with Drake and Lil Wayne. That's me and Ms. Parker's song. Ms. Parker, Every Girl. Tiffany, how'd you get involved in this project?
Well, I see you really do your homework.
Yes.
And I got involved. David actually saw me when I did the Ocho Cinco show on VH1.
He
reached out to me and told me about it, and he sent me the script and everything, and I was like so geeked about it. So I was like, yeah, for sure. So that's kind of how I got involved.
So is this the first movie you've done?
Yeah, this is the first, like, movie that I've done. I've done, like, a bunch of TV shows and,
right.
of course, music videos and commercials and things of that nature, but this is the first movie where I have, like, a speaking role and all that stuff. I'm not just
so
a
how's it making
model
the...
girl in, you know, in the movie.
All right. So how's it, like, making the transition from doing TV shows and videos to being have an actual speaking role character, you know, in the movie?
Well, it's amazing. I'm so blessed that I even have the opportunity to be able to do it. And I'm very thankful for David and Jen and the rest of the crew and everybody else. But it's kind of different because before I was doing, like, you know, reality TV and it's,
right.
it's quote-unquote real or whatever. So it's a
right.
whole different situation. You're in a house with a bunch of girls and this guy
mm-hmm.
and all this craziness. So that's really in and of itself a whole other thing. So I think everything that I've done – everything's different, and this is,
yeah.
you know, different. It's new for me, but I think I've done pretty well thus far, so I'm excited about that, and I can't wait to see the finished product.
Tell us a little bit about your role.
My role, I am the best character in the movie. It's like, I'm just joking. I play Chloe, who is Drew's girlfriend.
Okay.
Well, Drew is Anthony that you guys just spoke to, and I play his girlfriend, and I'm, like, somewhat of a diva. I'm a supermodel. Yeah.
Well, you know, you've done that.
Yeah, I'm a supermodel diva who travels all around the world and all this kind of crazy thing and come back to find some things that I don't really like, and I kind of, you know, get into juice ass about it, and you have to see the movie to see. You know, I can't tell you everything. So,
we got to do something for the public when we go see it. Is Jacqueline
right.
on the line?
I'm here.
Is this Jacqueline?
Yeah, we're here.
Where is that, Jackie?
Jackie. Doll.
Jackie couldn't be on tonight.
Oh, she's not on. Who's this?
This is Anthony.
Anthony, okay. Anthony, let's go back because so we talked. To your love interest in the movie, how is it for you being in this role? Tell us a little bit about your character.
Mike Jen said my character is a dumb blonde, but yeah, I want to talk about my relationship with my best friend, who is I'm highly impressionable, and he just gets me to do the dumbest things, and I do it all the time. And to give you more about that, I'm going to pass you over to Keith Skrilla, who plays my best friend Jay.
Okay, Keith.
Hey, what's going on, Keith? How you doing, man?
I'm good, Keith. How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. All things aside, I had a slight little car accident last week, but all in all,
Well, yeah, we can't mess with the shooting now. You all right? You good?
I got to be a warrior, man.
So, Keith, tell us about your role. You're obviously Anthony's best friend in the movie. Tell us about your role here.
Well, I probably got the easiest role because I get to play, a twisted kind of antagonist. And I use that word because I'm just antagonizing Drew to do all the things he don't want to do but needs to do.
We all have that friend, right?
Yeah, you know, I'm that friend that once the other guy gets the girlfriend, he ain't allowed to hang out with him anymore. I'm the guy that every guy wants as a friend, but every girlfriend can't stand to see him around.
Okay. So tell us, if you can, some of the, well, at least one of the things that you get him to do or something that's not, that the girl probably wouldn't recommend, you know.
Well, he's got a relationship that, from my character's point of view, is a little bit on the rocks. So, you know, Jay's got to throw the monkey wrench in there and kind of stir the pot. So
right.
He comes up with this whole idea that, you know what, man, you don't have to break up with her yet until you find another one. So I get him to get into all these crazy situations with the, I guess it's almost like internet dating meets speed dating at the same time.
Right.
And so, you know, we just take it from there.
So how has it been being part of this cast? You seem like you're very enthusiastic about it. How has it been being part of the cast?
It's a great feeling. I mean, me and Anthony seem to keep crossing paths because we actually were involved on two other projects, two other TV shows. One that's supposed to, the pilot's supposed to air either on Sci-Fi or BBC America in February or March this year. So we're really excited to get that done and get that out there. But it's great. The vibe is great. The vibe is positive. As you can tell by Jen, she's definitely pulled by the horn. So. Hey, we don't mess with Jen. We go, yes, ma'am. She says, be there, I'm there, with an extra bell or two on, too. But
So, David, you seem like that you picked a cast who really seems to get along and really, you know, are cohesive in this project. Who was behind, you know, directing the casting?
This was me and Anthony.
Okay.
I helped a little bit, yeah, and Jen helped out too.
So once you got everyone together, that you know was going to be in these different roles, that you know this was who we were supposed to have in this movie.
Well, it was pretty easy because a lot of the people that I put on, I already knew from other projects.
Okay.
And I put through that with Essex. And the people that I didn't know, Anthony knew. And
yeah, I've been doing things for a long time, and I can pretty much tell. I'm always scouting for talent. I've always got an eye out. It was really exciting.
Yeah.
I guess Dave really did a killer job, though, with the crew that he assembled behind the scenes. I got to say, some of the hottest, young, new camera and sound guys in the game. And that's all Dave.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think, you know, as a consumer, when you speak to a cast and crew that seem to be so enthusiastic about a project, it makes you want to go out and see it for yourself because it's like, okay, well, they're having a good time doing this. Let's check it out. So that's definitely the vibe I get, you know, in talking to you all. I want as many of you all, just go down the list, give me one word that describes this movie. What does it mean? One word to give. Let's start with you, David.
One word, breathtaking.
Okay. Jennifer?
One word, sexy fun.
Okay.
That was two
Tiffany?
Words, Jennifer. that was definitely two words. And yeah, okay.
P-S-Y-F-N.
I would have to say that this movie is so very unique.
Unique? Anthony?
Yes. You do it,
This is Matt Kelly, the production sound mixer. I would have to say it's hilarious both on scene and off.
Okay.
Over to Brian Keenan.
This is Brian Keenan. I would have to say that this movie is exciting with on set and off.
All right.
And over the mic, Linnea Love. Hi, Stephen.
This is Linnea Love, and I would say one word about this movie, fire. Complete fire, and the cast is just awesome. I love everybody, and I can't wait for you guys to see the final piece. So I think I'm going to give you back to Jen, because if I act crazy, then I might take away from her. Because I'm good at acting crazy now. That's what I do in the movie.
Oh, you can do that. You can do that, huh?
I'll pull it off very well. I'm sexy, but I'm crazy. I snatched a hell of a wig off. That's how I got my part.
Oh, no. Is there anybody on tonight who wanted to say something that I missed?
Anybody want to say something that you, Dave?
Yeah, I want our cinematographer extraordinaire, our cameraman, Brian Keenan, to tell you a little bit about the cinematography in Resume,
okay.
The relationship resume, because I must say, we are a good-looking group, and he makes us look even better, so
I'm looking at the picture, so yeah, okay, we'll see it.
Hey, this is Brian Keenan, the cinematographer. When we started planning out the cinematography for the film, ever something that Dave said when we first started talking about the film was that the soundtrack was going to have a lot of variety to it.
Mm-hmm.
The soundtrack comes from a lot of different places. It's got rap in it. It's got R&B. It's got a lot of different stuff going on in it. So I wanted to think about that when I started thinking about the cinematography. We have some really well composed artsy shots. Then we have some free flowing kind of fun shots. We're just kind of following people around with cameras. So it's got a nice variety to it. Me and Dave, the director, just have this amazing sync with our brains, where we always know what we're talking about. He can say half a sentence to me and I know exactly what he wants. And it works the other way around too. If I have a problem or an issue with a shot, I have to say two words and he knows exactly what I'm talking about. So we got a really nice workflow going on here.
Yeah. And that makes it, I'm sure that you all have that cohesiveness, because I'm recording my album, and I know for me and a producer to have that, that chemistry, I can only imagine what it does on set when you're actually there, doing film. So
can I say, when you've got this chemistry, it cannot be
mm-hmm.
denied. It's exciting. It makes you want
right.
to sit all night thinking about it. It makes you want to get it done and do it
right.
to meet or exceed your expectations and more. So it's
right.
really awesome.
Right.
We can't do it by ourselves. And thank
yeah.
you for joining forces with us.
Well, listen, I want to thank you all, every last one of you, for coming on tonight and being part of this show. I'm telling you, y'all have to keep me posted on when this movie is coming out, because just from the chemistry with the cast, I can't wait to see it. I can just imagine how it's going to...
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I can just imagine how it's going to be on screen because of how it is.
Steven, may I invite
yes.
you and your crew to come see me and my crew in Philly on Valentine's
right.
at the...
At the Rave 6. At 40th Street and Chestnut.
Do you want a date on Valentine's Day?
I love a date.
Okay, well, put your people on my own date. My people, let's do it. February 14th.
Yeah, all right. Let's make it happen. Listen, thank you all so much, and I encourage everyone to go out and see Melissa May when it's out. What are you expecting? Early next year? Okay. All right. Well, thanks again, and you all have a great night, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. We love the Steven.
Thanks
right.
for having
thanks.
Us. Bye.
All right. And for more information about our resume, the relationship resume, please check out our Facebook page, and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Are you an entrepreneur on the move? EOTM Media Group has become the new voice for you. EOTM has the most outstanding public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to EOTM Radio and staff, EOTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide. Not only is EOTM Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing, so with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573, or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com, or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Wow.
That was
a lot of energy.
It's a lot of energy, but, it speaks to their team. And
the
to
type
their
of,
cast
yeah,
and
the
so.
Type, exactly, and the type of, passion they have about the movie.
Right.
It's just awesome. It was very awesome.
It's hard to get all that on the phone, but I
it came through. It definitely came
yeah,
through.
It did. Ms. Parker, before we go into the playlist, I want to ask you, we had a question today. It was, what's one sign that your relationship is coming to an end? What
Dude,
do you think?
I don't know. I've been in the dark the entire time.
A dead man walking up.
Right.
I we had some really good responses. I want to thank everyone.
I also, when the person stop, you stop having that connection with that person, and it's not fun anymore.
Kim Pope, she said that when the small things miss go from relationship, like a kiss goodbye for the day, or you know, like a little text message throughout the day. But there were a lot of good answers. You know, I can't go through all of them because we got cut for time. But I want to thank everyone who answered that question. But now let's go into Seamless Playlist. As you know, we receive music from people all over the country who want to be featured. During this segment, we select artists to play on our playlist. Tonight, our playlist features major and independent artists, including Drake. He has a new song with Nicki Minaj, Cass B, Black Prez, and many more. And if you're interested in being featured on Stephen's list, please email us at the Stephen Knight Show. gmail.com. Attach one or two pictures, your bio, and one or two promotional pictures. Please make sure the music is edited for radio, no cursing. We look forward to hearing from you. The first
exactly
song,
what you said.
The first song you got a clip from, and it's from Mary J. Blige. It's entitled "It's Not Over Till It's Over." Check it out and enjoy the Stephen's playlist.
Enjoy the playlist.
I said, we the best at making this green. Yeah. I swear Mountain Dew ain't got nothing on my team. F is for the family that's holding me down. I think niggas know who run this town. A is for the action I'm all about. Blow a nigga head off, kill all the doubt. B is for the big boys with the grown money. And bad bitches who ain't gotta spend their own money. Shots to trona like fawn to moan. It ain't over till it's over, low, so I'm gone.
Nice day on, they don't say.
I'm dreaming. like a dream because you're restless at night. But understand, this is what you prepare for. It's time to fly, hop in the sky, take off.
Without early on, it's his fault down my chin and the beginning of my end. This moment keeps on tripping, but I'm in this till I finish. I meditate on these women. Ah, hell, relate to the fucking spell. Let self in the temple there, fix it, fix it, and you will propel. Have what I say, can't look at today. My confessional case, I'll turn, walk away. My hands to the plow, can't look back now. My feet to the ground, my head to the clouds. You say you still in doubt, oh, but shut your mouth. My obsession feeds off blessings, no exceptions, nothing else.
Let's let it be for all eternity.
and it's going down, down, downtown. I found out she's awkward all the sound bout. And anytime I take her out, all I hear is wow sound. She hot, on fire, when she walks, she melts the snow. World, out of space, party starting, take your place, glass up, drinks in, we just win-win, this is all part of routine and how we live in.
We party, we book it, Bacardi, for who sits, we don't ever stop, especially when the crew's lit, we know the sun's up, here comes the fun stuff, we just shut the whole place down, so now they shut up, yeah,
and we ain't tired, no. Now we retire.
Things get hard, but girl, you got it, girl, you got it, there you go.
My new boo be doing it better than you. I'm done with it. THU through, middle finger in the air. Cause I don't care, you need to pay your fare and do your hair. Girl, damn, like you ain't got no man. I'm buying drinks if you ain't got no plan. Cause I understand that it's a celebration to your new situation.
Tonight, you know, we had the cast and crew behind Resume, Delicious Resume, and that energy just set it off in here, didn't it, Ms. Parker?
Yeah, yeah. They were a great cast and crew, and looking forward to seeing the movie and wish them the best. They're very passionate about their art.
Absolutely. So we wish you all a great week. No stress, no drama. Enjoy, and we'll be back again next Monday with another new show. So have a good one. God bless you.
Have a good one, guys. See you guys next week.